Welcome in to Family Devotions with Religionless Christianity. I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm happy that you're joining me as we continue our walk through the book of Genesis, today discussing Genesis chapter 30. And here we should come to a rather joyful chapter. But as too often is the case, what we see is human hearts that lead us to sin rather than righteousness, and we see that instead of the joy we should see. Genesis chapter 30 outlines sons numbers 5 through 11 for Jacob. We see Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, and Joseph. And we also see a daughter, Dinah, born here in Genesis 30. And like we said, this should be wonderful news. But it's really the manner in which the children are born that brings the shame. We read in verse 1 that Rachel envied her sister, and this envy led her to give her servant Bilhah to Jacob so he could conceive a child with her. And Jacob gave in to the shameful scheme. Now, even though they gave in, God chose to bless them anyways. It's through Bilhah that Dan and Naphtali are born. Well, not to be outdone in the shameful acts, Leah, once she realized she had ceased bearing children, gives her servant Zilpah to Jacob as well, just as her sister had done. And God again brings goodness out of this unrighteous situation, and Gad and Asher are born to Jacob through the servant Zilpah. Then, even in light of these two sisters' sins, God shows mercy on them, granting Leah two more sons and a daughter, Issachar, Zebulun, and Dinah. God also remembered Rachel, who had been barren, and he blessed her with a son, the great Joseph. The scene then shifts to Jacob going to his father-in-law to seek permission to depart and set off on his own, with his own family. Laban then sets about to trick Jacob again, like he did in marrying off his eldest daughter, Leah. This time, Laban, after agreeing to let Jacob take the spotted and speckled lambs as his wages for years of faithful service to Laban's home, well, Laban orders his son to secretly take all the spotted and speckled lambs 3 days away from the flock, leaving Jacob with nothing. And Jacob, either sensing deceit or just dealing with the fact that there were no lambs for him in the flock, employs an old shepherding trick of setting fresh sticks of poplar, almond, and plane in front of the lambs as they mated, bringing about more spotted and speckled offspring than otherwise they would have. And the chapter ends telling us that Jacob increased greatly and had large flocks. So what to make of this chapter? Like the last chapter, we really don't see any heroes here. It's the same cast of characters for the most part, with the exception of Laban's son, but he proves to be a partaker in deceit and not a hero either. And what sticks out to me is just the humanity of the Bible. You know, you've likely heard it before, but it bears repeating. The Bible is not a man-made book, because if it was, it would not read the way that it does. The characters would not be portrayed in the light that they are. Consider, Jacob is a patriarch of our faith. Yet up till this point, we haven't really seen much that would impress us. Outside of his vision from God and his faith, there really isn't anything. I mean, I guess you could say he has strong work ethic, but he's human. And the Bible portrays him as human. Rachel is human and flawed. So is Leah and Laban and all the rest. And yet, we read verse 43. The man increased greatly and had large flocks. Why is this the case? And how is this the case? Well, the answer is simple but profound. It's an answer that has confounded and humbled the greatest minds and the greatest faith throughout human history. So how is this the case? Because God ordained it so. Romans 9:13 tells us, just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. And why is this so? because of God's good pleasure. King David would ponder this in this fashion. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them? I believe that's Psalm chapter 8, verse 4. How hopeful it is to know that Jacob is you. Rachel and Leah were you. The best and the most blessed are only so because God set his love on them. You are only so because God set his love on you. It is by grace that you have been saved. Does that simple truth still stir your heart to affection? Or have you grown stale to the wonder of our salvation? God raised us from the dust and chose to set his love on us because it pleased him to do so. Let that thought sink in. If you have placed your faith in God, it's because he chose to set his love on you first, because it pleased him. Oh, brothers and sisters, I pray that truth has not grown stale. We don't deserve his love and kindness. Much more than that, we don't deserve to be unmoved by it. He loved you enough to die for you. So this week, try and actually spend some time thinking about that. God died for you. He died for me. How could he have died for me? Praise God for the wonder of the cross. Now let me end with a prayer from our Scottish Psalter of 1595, and maybe in honor of David, we'll end with Psalm 8. Eternal God, who by thy mighty providence does govern all creatures, we humbly beseech thee that it would please thee to visit us by thy Son, Jesus Christ, and restore us to that honor from which we are cast down by the sin of our forefathers, and that we may, in remembrance of thy great benefits toward us, celebrate thy miraculous power, both now and evermore. Amen.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.